If music be the food of love, play on.
Hello, you musical masticators. I am India.
And I am Izzy, and this is If Music Be the Food of Love.
Each week, we take an album and compare it to a dish that we believe signifies the flavours and sounds of both the music and the food.
So each week, we're looking at a range of artists and food from all over the world, and we give you guys a history of the musician, the album, and the food. We are so appreciative of all of you who are listening to our podcast, and if you have any questions or dishes or albums that you would like us to look at, please just drop us a message. Our Instagram page is at if.musicbethefoodoflove. And guess what, guys? We're hoping to release a website soon, which is so exciting.
So firstly, a very happy new year. It is now 2021. It will hopefully be a little better than last year. So for this very special New Year podcast, and apologies, it's a little late, we're going to be doing something a little different. So Iz and I are still on opposite sides of the world. So we're going to be doing something from each of our locations. And this week we shall be doing a medley of songs.
India and I, we've been friends for the last 3 years of uni. So we've got an extensive list of songs that we both love and adore, and it also kind of defines our friendship in a way. As music lovers, we both have a range of music that we love, and we've also shared with each other. It's kind of how we gelled, how we got this connection and this chemistry as a friendship. We gelled over our love for music. So for this podcast, we're going to be doing 7 songs that have been a part of our friendship for the year that was 2020.
So it doesn't mean that the songs that we will be looking at were released in 2020, but it's the songs that we've chosen that we feel we both love listening to together last year, and just feel that it like represents both of our tastes and listening habits, I guess you could say, in terms of music. And then for our meal, we have chosen takeout. Which definitely just sums up our COVID life that was last year. So for Iz and I, our usual go-to for takeout is pizza. And there's this incredible restaurant in Bristol, which if you're ever there, you have to go and try. It's called Pizza Rover, and they just do these incredible sourdough pizzas. And you can either choose to make your own with any toppings that you decide, or to get one that they create for you. And Iz and I always create our own pizzas. And generally, our ingredients are basically the same. So we usually go for tomatoes, mozzarella, mushrooms, chorizo, olives, and of course, chili flakes. And then we also have our drink per usual, which for a pizza, we decided on a red wine, as we think they just complement each other really well, the red wine and the pizza. I think they just go together so seamlessly and beautifully. So now you know what we are doing for this podcast. Onto the songs and the ingredients.
So the first ingredient and the first song we have for you guys is the tomatoes. And this is Amy Winehouse's You Know I'm No Good.
Me out like
that was No I'm No Good by Amy Winehouse. What a tune. It is so scathing, dark, but also stunning. It's kind of paradoxical in that sense. This song, it came out in 2006 on the multi-Grammy award-winning album Back to Black that stunned the music industry. It was an insane record, and it still is to this very day. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, it's one of those records that I will be always playing throughout my entire life, and I will never, ever get bored of it. And I think, especially we're in light of this year, she's just a great artist to listen to. She makes you feel something that no other artist does because of that edginess and that rawness to her voice and that pain that is instilled in it when she sings. You can literally feel her pain just through the tone and the way that she sings. It is amazing. But anyway, this song, it's representative of the tomatoes because it's got that citrusy element to it. It's really symbolic of Amy's scathing lyrics. She's kind of talking about a very dark and toxic relationship. She's going into detail about herself and her flaws and how this relationship is troubled and tumultuous. My also favorite part of this song, undeniably, it is the horns. Oh my days. It gives that extra pace. It gives that extra punchiness, which I think is super symbolic of the juiciness of those tomatoes on that pizza. They're laying it out constantly, go ba 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 ba, you know, and they give that really like head nodding element to it, which I love. And they're seriously undercutting the lyrics, but they go so well together. They just kind of, oh, mold so well. This song as well, what I love about it is the lyrics. They're so plain, so simple, but so poetical. There's no floweriness to it at all. Amy is just saying it how it is, but in such kind of short, simple way that I think possibly strikes the core a bit more. Some of my favorite lyrics include Sniff Me Out Like I Was Tanqueray. Oh, Tear Me Down Like Roger Moore. I Cheated Myself Like I Knew I Would. You Shrug And It's the Worst. Who Truly Stuck the Knife in First? Oh, that is actually one of my favorites, to be fair. It's insane. But if you guys want to know more about her, as I have, because I'm just so obsessed with her as an artist, I definitely would check out a documentary entitled Amy, which came out a few years ago. This documentary is stunning. It kind of really goes deep into Amy as a human being, about her life. And like all artists, personal life and everything that kind of occurs in one's life is going to inevitably affect someone's art. And what this documentary does is it talks about her kind of struggles and tumultuous life as she battled with drugs, alcoholism. There was also a lot of family issues and consequentially how this affected her art and the songs as well and the subject matter of her music. What's really interesting as well is I first started listening to Amy Winehouse when I was about 12 years old, and she was kind of my gateway drug, pun there. She's my gateway drug into soul and jazz. It was insane because I also think what's cool is she listened to a lot of artists like Mahalia Jackson with that soul. She listened to Ella Fitzgerald. But what she was able to do is kind of create a nuance and her own sound. But anyway, I started listening to her and I was like, whoa, what is this kind of music? And from then on, I went crazy. I listened to all the jazz artists you could possibly think of and more. But this obsession continued as I wanted to know more about who she was as an artist. I looked into a book that was written by her father about her life. It was autobiography written by her father. But what was interesting is after watching this documentary, I kind of realized that the book in itself was biased and prejudiced to kind of her father's standpoint as he was the author. And in that sense, possibly an unreliable narrator, because when it came to the documentary, it was very neutral and it explained that along with her issues with alcohol and drugs, there was a lot of issues with her family that stemmed from the divorce between her mother and her father. And she also kind of had issues in her relationship with her dad. So that was very, really exposed it for me, because it made me think, oh God, like my sources and what I read before possibly are not of as high value as this documentary. But anyway, definitely check out this documentary. It's so interesting. And it also talks about her relationship with Blake Fielder, this man who eventually they did get married, which they sadly divorced. But it was a very troubled relationship. And I think also in light of this song, I think this song is possibly about them two and their relationship. But she was incredibly in love with him, kind of verging on obsession as well. I think from me as a listener listening to her music and watching the documentary, she's kind of this person who throws herself into all relationships and very expressive and emotional person. And when she's in love, she is in love. At one point, and it was kind of a very big thing in the media, when Blake Fielder was placed into prison, she went to the Grammys and she basically wore this headband that has name on it, almost like he owned her. And the media kind of went mad. They're like, what? You know, it was a very big ordeal at one of the Grammys that she was at. But it really sheds light on this song, because at one point in the documentary, Blake Fielder quote unquote says, "I like to sabotage myself and she liked to sabotage herself. Maybe that was our nature." And it's so, so interesting, because it goes deeply into kind of this love that they had for each other, which was shared by this kind of collective pain they had in their past lives. They were both so hurt, and that is also what led to this kind of love and this connection that they shared. But there was also this kind of toxicity to them, which is also detailed by this song. And I think it's also deeply unfortunate and sad, because the man that she loved was also the person who introduced her to heroin and got her hooked on drugs, which unfortunately led to her overdose in 2011. Rest in peace, Amy. Her life was hard. And I think she used her music as an outlet to talk about her feelings and use that as a form of therapy. But in the end, it was just a form of expression. I think she never actually acted upon how she felt, because of the kind of, obviously, what she was going through is she was severely addicted. And when you're in that position, you've got tunnel vision, and she wasn't able to help herself. And I think as well, when it comes to love, as is with this song, she wasn't putting herself first at all, and she was kind of serving this person, and yeah, wasn't able to see anything else but that. There's also an incredibly sad scene in the documentary where a colleague or a friend talks about, after winning one of the Grammys, she has no capacity of excitement or appreciation, because all she wants is drugs. There's no understanding there. She generally is just kind of shocked. Like, her face is deadpan in the scene, and they talk about kind of how she loses herself because of her addiction. It's incredibly, incredibly sad. And it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to see someone with so much talent, potential, die so suddenly, and also so young. But we still can appreciate her art and know that she was able to, like, create, and she had, in that sense, was able to express herself in any form or another. But I love her. I think as well, what was so interesting is I listened to one of these podcasts on BBC Sounds. I don't know what the series is called, but it's about how music has affected people. And they did an episode on Amy Winehouse, and it actually brought me to tears, because they had all these people around the world talk about the song Back to Black and what it means to them in their life. And there was another, a person who was struggling with a relationship, who listened to it throughout the entire breakup, which is such a vibe, because music is it can heal in that sense. And there was also someone who had a former drug addiction who listened to the song and was able to heal, went to rehab, and came out of it sober. And it was just so great because it was like she's left this legacy. She's left her music as a form of healing despite her inability to help herself. She has done that for other people. And it's so stunning to see art as therapy. But anyway, moving on swiftly. The next song is The Mozzarella. And this is Tadao by FKJ and Masejo.
Mozzarella, which was Tadao. It's a song by Masejo and FKJ, also known as French Kiwi Juice. So the soft vocals and the saxophone in the song just create this melting feeling that is just so similar to the mozzarella on the pizza. It's just this repetition of the Tadao. Also just, it feels like that moment when you've got the mozzarella on the pizza, but it's just kind of stringing between the slice and the rest of the pizza. And you just have this almost complete taste of mozzarella in your mouth. And it's just delicious and it's kind of encapsulating and it's soft and it's almost like light and fluffy and airy. And I absolutely love this song. And I fucking love when the sax comes in also. It just adds this extra smoothness and soul to the song, I think. So, like, Tadao is quite famously improvised, if you know the song. So they've said in an interview, "We completely improvised Tadao. We never had played or even thought this song before we played it in this video. It was made in 8 minutes. I started playing those chords and Masejo said, 'Stop, press record now.' And here we went for 8 minutes. It's not perfect, but who cares? We were feeling this moment and the listener viewer can feel it too. Most time, too much thinking isn't necessary." And so I just love that kind of improvised in the moment element to the song. This kind of, they were inspired by something or this moment or this feeling that they were in then. And they just created this beautiful song that is just so, it feels very fresh, I think, especially with that added kind of in the moment element of the song. And again, that freshness I think you get with the mozzarella as well. It's kind of a very fresh tasting cheese. So this song is definitely a favorite of ours. It's definitely one of our songs of 2020. And similar to the way that the mozzarella is crucial to the pizza, this song was a constant this year. So this is also one of our edibles songs, because it has that sinking element to it where you can kind of collapse into the song. And again, the mozzarella on the pizza has that sinking feeling also. And it's, as I said, it's quite like a cloud-like cheese. It's like heavy, but it's light at the same time. The vocals, I think, are very arid almost, but the sax like draws you back down to earth. It's quite grounded and quite, you know, full. So the song just, for me, is just very velvety and it's silky and it's almost hypnotic at times. So FKJ said in an interview, many people just have their own culture and they stay in their environment, but I don't really have my own culture. I just move everywhere. And I just really love this quote of his. And you get this versatility with his music. You can definitely hear it and his ability and skill. I mean, he's a multi-instrumentalist. He's a singer, producer. He plays the guitar, sax, keyboards, and more. And so I think you do get this talent and this versatility and this movement in the song as well. So just like a little fact about this song. So one time when Izzy and I listened to it, we counted how many times Tada was sung. Apologies. So now we could have missed one or two counts of it. We were a little high, but we did get 37. So I would say 37 is kind of in the ballpark for how many times that word is sung, which, I don't know, I just love that little fact. And I think I just really like quite, it's an amusing memory for us just kind of sitting there listening to the song and just trying to count how many times Tada was sung. So before I keep rambling on, that was Tada, which was the mozzarella. So the next song that you'll listen to is Human by Green Tea Peng, which again is another favourite. I mean, all of these songs are favourites, but I absolutely love her music and I actually introduced Iz to her last year. So yeah, this is definitely one of our favourites. So this is Human and enjoy.
Searching for balance, praying for clarity. Must strip me naked, take this identity. Tell me it's unity. In Lekesha, Lekin, I am you, you are me. Searching for balance, praying for clarity. Must strip me naked, take this identity. Tell me it's unity. In Lekesha, Lekin, I am you, you are me. I wear clothes I like to hide, so no one knows where that made from. Deep in my soul, taken from home, so far we strolled. Deep in these roads, think we control this, we don't, but we could. I wish we would throw away these phones, get a bit more holy, see the world more slowly, take tests more roses. Searching for balance, praying for clarity. Must strip me naked, take this identity. Tell me it's unity. In Lekesha, Lekin, I am you, you are me. Searching for balance, praying for clarity. Must strip me naked, take this identity. Tell me it's unity. In Lekesha, Lekin, I am you, you are me.
So that was Human by the gorgeous Green Tea Peng. And the song itself is Human, but it's actually there's a space in between Hugh and Man, so arguably it's also Human. Another way of saying human, but I also love that. I love the little space in between of the song title. If you guys haven't heard about Green Tea Peng, you need to and you should, because this woman, this amazing woman, she's just kind of, I think she's getting a lot of listeners and she's kind of, yeah, just coming out onto the horizon of the music industry, and I think she's going to be very big. She's a singer-songwriter from Southeast London, aka her name is Aria Wells, and her genre of music, it's neo-soul, but it's also very nuanced. I don't know if you guys could hear it. It's super original, and a lot of critics and herself notably have kind of placed her music into a genre known as psychedelic R&B, which I'm not gonna lie, it's so sick. I am a big R&B listener, but the fact that Green Tea Peng is putting out tracks under the genre of psychedelic R&B, it's pretty sick. So this song, it came out in August of 2020, so last year. I think it definitely goes down as one of the great records of last year. And this song, it symbolizes the mushrooms on the pizza because it's got this rich, earthy and meaty texture, which is exactly like that of the shrooms on your pizza. The song, it's got a type of tango, Spanish-esque twist, which I love. And the opening, it's got this bass guitar that's very rooted and gritty, whilst contrasting with the softness and mysticalness of Aria's vocals, which basically just drift over the top of the track, which I also think is very reminiscent of the texture of mushrooms. So not only is this song, it's great to boogie to, but I also feel like the message that it carries across is extremely powerful and super, super great for the calamity that we've gone through of last year. And also, I guess, we're experiencing it this year. It's kind of just 2020 is merged into 2021. But I think this song is also something that we can just keep as a mantra and as a beacon of hope to listen to. The chorus, it features a Mayan phrase, which is followed by its translation, I am you, you are me. So it goes, in le kesha lakin, I am you, you are me. I think it's gorgeous. It's a lovely, lovely mantra to have. I am you, you are me. I feel like it's very wholesome, this idea that kind of you are connected to Mother Earth, you're connected to other human beings. There is this inherent connection with all that is living and all that is life. In another interview that I was watching on YouTube, she talks about how she wasn't really actually interested in going into singing as a career, and she went to Mexico and lived there for a bit and then basically rediscovered her love for music. It was always a part of her life. Her father was a really big figure in guiding her passion towards music, but she never really followed it. And then she came back to London, and from then on, she's just kind of been pumping out some beautiful original tracks that are just like her artistry. It's very her. It's her sound. And this song as well, it's played in our flat any time of the day because it's got this really uplifting nature and it's vibey. The lyrics as well, as I said, super hopeful. I love the bit she talks about. So there's a lyric where she goes, I wear clothes, I like to hide, so no one knows what I'm made from. Deep in my soul, taken from home, so far we stroll. I think we control this shit, we don't, but fuck, we could, I wish we would. Throw away these phones, get a bit more holy, see the world more slowly, ten test my roses. I love it because she's calling upon her listeners, calling upon herself to reconnect to Mother Gaia, which I think is super important, especially in the circumstances that the world is in right now. Everyone is going through an intense sense of isolation, loneliness, and fear because it's so crazy, coronavirus. I did not entail that it was going to drag on for the whole of 2020, and now it's dragging on to 2021. But I feel like this song is calling on to look at kind of the happiness that life can bring, and embracing life and embracing the fact that we are alive and just breathing and taking it all in. So yeah, that was my spiritual anecdote for this podcast. But I hope you guys like it and definitely listen to her tracks. She's going to be big and just keep getting bigger and bigger. She's got a lot of potential and I'm super excited to see what else she's going to be releasing in the new year. So anyway, following on, we have got the Chorizo, and this is Cinnamon by the legend Nina Simone.
Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me, I run to the rock. Please
had me run to the rock. Please had me, Lord, all on the day. But the rock cried out, I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I ain't gonna hide you down. All on that day, I said, Rock, what's the matter with you, Rock? Don't you see I need you, Rock? Lord, 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 all on that day. So I ran to the river. It was bleeding around to the sea. It was bleeding around to the sea. It was bleeding all on that day. So I ran to the river. It was boiling around to the sea. It was boiling around to the sea. It was boiling all on that day. So I ran to the Lord. Please help me, Lord. Don't you see me praying? Don't you see me down here praying? But the Lord said, go to the devil. The Lord said, go to the devil. He said, go to the devil. All on that day. So I ran to the devil. He was waiting, ran to the devil. He was waiting, ran to the devil. He was waiting all on that day. I cried, power, 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 power.
Oh, what a song. So that was Nina Simone's Cinnamon. And that song is one of my all-time favourite songs. I think it could possibly be one of my Desert Island discs. I still haven't decided on my Desert Island disc, which is why I say possibly. But it is definitely up there. So Mum introduced me to Nina Simone when I was about seven, with this song, and it created for me a lifelong love affair with her music. I think her voice encapsulates that taste you get from the chorizo on the pizza. You have this kind of burnt but raw nature to her voice that just warms you up. Like the slight spice in the chorizo does. It's such a beautiful song. In case you can't tell, I love it. So the song is quite long. It's roughly about 10 minutes. But in my view, it is 10 minutes of just pure power. And Oh, this song. So this song is actually a rendition of an African-American traditional spiritual song. And you definitely get that, I think, in the lyrics, but also this kind of how she sings it. It's like from inwards. It has this very connected feeling to it, the song, to herself and what's around her. It has this kind of earthly feel, but yet not completely earthly. And it's has this intense outpouring of emotion when you listen to it. And I don't know if that's just her voice or the lyrics, but you do have this very raw essence to the music. It's very just from inwards, I feel. It's being sung from in her. It's a part of her. It's being released almost. So the song is inspired by the book of Exodus, so it does have religious connotations to it. And I think you get that with the theme of the lyrics of sin, sin of man. You know, he runs the devil, he prays to God. So you have this, you have got this theme of religion within the song, and it is connected a lot to religion. And I think it also has this condemnation of society sins, or, I mean, even her own. Nina Simone was very much part of the civil rights movement. I mean, you have to watch the documentary on her. It's a phenomenal documentary, and she's just a phenomenal woman and singer, and her life is incredibly interesting to learn about. So I definitely say listen, watch the documentary. But so she, yeah, so she was very, you know, well connected within the civil rights movement. And her songs, I think, often reflected this kind of inequality and injustices and racial segregation and, you know, being black in a society that is just very racist is kind of, you know, seen in her music. And I think, you know, especially now, you know, you could argue that this song could reflect almost the times of now. But so, you know, you do get that historical element to the music, this kind of reflection on her place as a black woman in society, and also just, you know, the general historical context of the music. And, you know, whenever I hear her music, there's just so much that you can feel and hear just through her voice. You know, this, her voice is just so almost stark. It's very like, you know, when she's singing, you know her voice when you listen to her. And you definitely hear it in cinema. And there is just this absolute power in her voice that you're hearing. And I should probably bring this back to the food. And you do, I think there's like on the pizza, the chorizo is a very strong ingredient to have. It's the meat, but it's not just ham. You know, it has got that spice to it. It's got that texture that's very, I don't know, that does make chorizo chorizo. And you definitely, I think, feel that with Cinnamon, with Nina Simone, as her voice in general, this kind of rawness of the meat and the voice and the spice. It is the chorizo, and you definitely hear that with Cinnamon and Nina Simone. And I absolutely love doing this podcast because it gives me this chance to read more into the musicians and the music I love. I mean, I've been listening to Cinnamon as long as I can remember. But, you know, I never knew a lot of the history of the song or the meaning of it. You do sometimes just listen to music and, I mean, it resonates and you kind of, I think, get a sense of what it's about, but it doesn't, you don't truly always know unless you kind of do that research sometimes. And so, you know, doing this podcast, this gives me such an opportunity to learn more about the music that I love. And then it just gives me even more reasons to love them even more. Anyway, sorry, that was just my little bit on the podcast and just like my emotional element to it, and just how much, you know, so it's definitely something I think you guys should do. You should definitely read more about the music that you love, you know, watch these documentaries. They have done some great documentaries on artists, and really learn about the people you listen to, because they, I think, you know, some people say you separate the artist from the art, but I think sometimes you can see a lot with some musicians. There is this connection between what they're creating and who they are. And sometimes it's really lovely to just learn about that part of the music and what's behind what you're listening to. So I definitely think, you know, do your own research and your own learning of the music that you love. It's just, it's a really lovely way to just enjoy your music even more, I would say. Anyway, on to the next song. So the next one is Erykah Badu's In Love With You, which is a beautiful, sultry song. And here it is.
Oh wow, so that was the goddess Erykah Badu, In Love With You, that was released in 2000 on a beautiful masterpiece called Mama's Gun, a great album if you guys want to check it out. And it's, this song features, it's a duet, and it features Stephen Marley, which I think is just such a great idea by her, because their voices, it combines on a whole other level. Like, they are making some crazy intimate baby with their voices. Like, yo, it is something else. And I don't know about you guys, it's very dependent actually if you have ever been in love, or if you're falling in love, or if you are in love, or even if you've ever been infatuated by someone. But I feel like this song perfectly encapsulates that feeling, like from the lyricism, of course, but even to the production and the way that the two singers express themselves. Because I feel like with Stephen Marley's voice, you've got this grittiness, but there's also this underlying pain, which I think is kind of like love. Love is an emotion. It builds you up, but it can also break you down. It's got that duality to it, which I think this song perfectly encapsulates. So this song for me, it is The Olives. And why the Olives? I think It's got this acoustic vibe with the guitar and it's very stripped down. I think that's the kind of the extra rawness of the olives. Olives, you've got this, when you eat an olive, it's salty, it's bitter, the oily taste to it. And when I think of this oily texture, I think of kind of Erykah Badu with her sultry, soulful voice. But also the bitterness is the rugged, rusty vocals of Stephen. And I also feel like the song, it kind of opens up with a bird song at the start. I don't know if you guys heard, but listen up to that. And I think when I hear the bird song, it gives me this summer vibe that I feel like when I'm eating olives. I mean, I eat olives throughout the whole year, but usually olives for me do connote summer. And I feel like that is just perfect for this song because you've got the bird song at the start. But yeah, this is a track that Indra and I absolutely adore. And we do a little bit of slow dancing to it, but it gets us in our, it makes us feel ourselves and makes us feel loved. I mean, I don't even know how many times they say I'm in love with you, but it's just continuously said between them both. And I love it because it's almost like a question and answer between Stephen and Erica. And they're both repeating it on and on. I'm in love with you to each other. It's just gorgeous. It's a beautiful, beautiful love song. In light of this love song, the next track, we're going to be changing it up, everybody. This track, it's a whole other vibe from this song, which, and I'm loving it. I'm loving this song so much. It's Mozambique by Getz featuring JK and Moonchild Sonelli. So I hope you guys enjoy it and just go crazy with this song because it gets you going.
Yo, what's wrong with these nicks? Man can't tell me about these streets. Man never grew up near no damn beach. Man's got shooters from Mozambique. Shoot off Mozambique. So you lot roll in peace. But if you got something to say, do not hold him, please. They say death comes in twa, so I do not roll in freeze. Are you lot dying to piss? Cause you look like you're old in peas. Pull up, stolen Jeep. Hood up, phone the police. Push up your boat and bleed. I heard they cook up the coke and leave. Man's going in there now. I'm just up the road indeed. I swear I search everywhere like I'm looking for phone and keys. Knife in the wind, coke and breeze. Wish your girl never saw that. Poor Candice. Four man deep, one felt froggy, they saw man leap. Run told on the young crow back weak. All that weak, all that's weak. Hole in your brain, you ain't got a thought that deep. Man think I'm missing a drop. What? I caught that clean.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. Speak the streets, bro. Only way, dog. Cops don't know. Pay the streets, dope. Sell some real green dope. Sell some real green dope. Make some real mean dope. Make some real mean dope. I don't know, bro. I don't know. Speak the streets, bro. Only way, dog. Cops don't know. Pay the streets, dope. Sell some real green dope. Sell some real green dope. Make some real mean dope. Make some real mean dope.
What's wrong with these man? Can't tell me about 28 gram. Grew up on curry and rice, not ham. Man, I got shooters from Pakistan. Shoot off after you fam. Rooftop like Taliban. So let me give you lots of advice. And stop stunting like Jackie Chan. Yeah, they say you are, but you eat. And I still ain't been Hakusan. And that's them who started the beef. I ain't slid round yet, that's a plan. Roll up, stolen again. Whole lot of smoke for your gang. Folding notes in my hand. Yeah, I told him, phone me up when it lands. Yeah, this beef's Kobe cut from Japan. Hold up a clutch from my hand. You can put me in a World Cup final and I'll throw headbutts like Zidane. No ifs, buts, I'm the man. Toolbox load in the van. Fam, all of this bullshit just cause he old immigrant. From true 20 man deep. Silence can't hear any man speak. Nightmares can't get any more sleep. Forget those who got buried last week. I keep things sweet. On my table I'll let every man eat. And I wish I had a girl who would let a man cheat.
I don't know, bro. Speak the streets, bro. Only way, dog. Cops don't know. Pay the streets, dope. Sell some real green dope. Sell some real green dope. Make some real mean dope.
And that was Mozambique, which is Getz, JK, Moonchild, Sonelli, which is a sick song. So it's obviously the chili flakes, which is the last food ingredient of this podcast before we move on to the drink. But so, this song is the chili flakes. It's that spice to it, this kind of worldly element to the song that you get when you listen to it. So I would first, just before I continue, I'd first like to apologise in advance if I pronounce anything incorrectly in regards to the South African element of this song. So that is my apology. Please don't hold me to my inaccuracies if I pronounce anything wrong. And correct me. You know, it's always great to learn about new things, new cultures, and just learning how to pronounce things properly, I think, is really important. So anyway, Getz features Moonchild on this song, who is a South African artist who, for me, when I listen to it, definitely adds the extra spice to the song, especially when she speaks in Xhosa several times throughout the song. I mean, she opens it up in her native tongue that translates to "police are assholes, I repeat, police are assholes." And I think it just, the lyrics instantly brings this message of the song, this kind of violent inner city life that's presented, but also, you know, not just being in English, but, you know, doing it within, from another artist, from another country, it brings in almost this kind of shared element that, you know, this turmoil and this violence and this almost, I'm going to say, police brutality that you're seeing, you know, in the countries that we live in, you know, it happens all over. And so I think, you know, taking a broader context, looking at it, is just a really great element of this song. And I think it's also like just a very important and topical conversation at the moment, especially with just the way that the world is and the political movements that we're seeing happening again, and this refusal to be quiet on the inequality and racist aspects of our society. It's very powerful to be a part of and to watch what's happening, you know, at this point in time. And so I think this song does kind of reflect elements of that. And I think that's just, you know, a great thing for a song to do, is to look at society that you live in with a judgmental eye. It is a way of reflecting the reality. And so I read somewhere someone describing Getz as this grime philosopher, and I think that's just so accurate, especially with this song. You have this, within his music and his progression as a grime artist, you see this connection, this constant connection to his roots and knowing where he's from, which I think is a really beautiful part of his music. And I think a lot of grime music and rap music is a knowing of where you're from and this connection to who you are. It's kind of rawness to the song that you get. And this song is a statement song. You know, the artist telling us that no one can tell them how to live. The flow from Getz and Jake is flawless. And Moonchild, she just graces us between each verse with her vocals and South African touch that I think just elevates the song. And so the flow, the beat, the lyrics, and the music video as well are just the chili flakes on this pizza. It's the spice, this necessary spice that you need, well, I need on my pizza to just add that something that you get with this song. And, you know, coming back to the music video, it is sick. You need to go watch this music video. When you listen to the song, first time I listened to it, I watched the music video, and I think they do go hand in hand, the music and the video. I think it's both a visual and a lyrical, you know, song. So definitely listen to the music video. It's just, it mixes animation with reality, with these shots of inner city life. And I mean, when they present the artist Getz, JK and Moonchild, it's just beautiful and altered. So they almost seem transcendent or ethereal kind of godly figures. And in my view, spice is the god of herbs. Well, at least in my house. I mean, that could be disputed. That can be disputed. But for me, it is the god of herbs. Is chili flake a herb? I think so. You know what? We're going to go with it is. So yeah, but so that was Mozambique, which is a Chili Flakes. It's a great song. Go listen to more songs from each of the artists. They each have their kind of own unique way within their music that is, I think you can see in this song as well, but, you know, explore them individually as well and listen to their music. They've got some great music as well. So I guess this brings us to the final song of our very special New Year medley. So this final song and the ingredient is Wicked Game, which is the red wine. So this is quite a different vibe from Mozambique. But, you know, I think what's really nice about this medley is we kind of have a varied of tastes of music that we're and genres of music that we kind of touch upon and we've listened to throughout this year, which is I think it's really important to, you know, listen to other genres of music that you might not otherwise and explore. You might decide you don't like that genre of music, but you can't say you don't like something until you've tried it. So everyone, go try some music. And some food. Anyway, I feel like I should go into our final song. So here is Wicked Game by Chris Isaak, which is the red wine. Was our final song of the medley this week and the final element of the dish. I again love this song. It evokes a lot of kind of visceral emotions in me and just very strong. It does evoke an image in my mind almost instantly when the song starts. I mean, for me, it's this kind of humid evening somewhere in Europe. I have thoughts of Tuscany, maybe in Italy, this kind of countryside, this beautiful land. It's hot, it's sultry, dusk. It's just starting to set. You've got your red wine in your hand and inside you, and it's just, ah, yeah, it's just this total image in my mind that comes with this song that I do just love, how it does evoke this very specific image in my mind. I'm not sure why I've got this image, but I do. I mean, some, you know, you could listen to it and it could take you to, you know, the afternoon, it could take you to the morning. You know, for each person, I think a song differs a lot for what it makes you feel a lot of the time and where it takes you in your mind. So what I'm, you know, describing here may be very different from what you feel or you see when you listen to a song. But for me, it is this kind of humid, sensual, early evening song. And it does, the dance is just quite loose almost. I mean that in a sense that it's not going wild like some songs might. It's got a slow element to it that does make you move. And this song is Red Wine through and through. It's this kind of, I mean, for a 20-year-old student, red wine to me is this kind of sophisticated drink. And it does take you somewhere foreign and hot. I mean, wine is largely associated with Italy or France. You know, we're seeing, you know, California, Argentina, Chile, New Zealand are all creating some great wines. This is my parents speaking through me right now, this wine knowledge. But, you know, initially, for me, I do think of Italy and France when I think of wine. And I think when you think of also pizza, you're also thinking of Italy. And I think, you know, the red wine and pizza, as I said, just go hand in hand. They're quite compatible drink and food dishes, drinks, I don't know, lost myself a little bit there. But yeah, so this song makes me go to Italy, and I think it's definitely also, you know, connected with the food. Maybe it's also taking me to Italy through that. I'm thinking of pizza and I'm thinking of wine, and so it's taking me there. But I could also see, you know, on a beach somewhere hot and exotic, you know, again, I'm still seeing evening, early evening. That sultry element to the song is making me think early evening, somewhere hot. And yeah, as I said, the song has quite a sensual, hot feel to it. And I definitely think red wine is quite a sensual drink. It gets you quite, I would say, the word that comes to mind is flushed. It makes you quite flushed, and I guess it's also the colour, red. That's always had quite a, you know, mysterious, dark, sensual feel to the colour. So I do get that with the red wine as well. And I absolutely love this song. It does, when it plays, it makes me want to just, you know, be somewhere hot. It does make me want to be somewhere hot. And somewhere other than where I am right now, and just, you know, dance, you know, surrounded by, you know, a beautiful landscape or beautiful geography, and just this free, loose dance, this kind of uninhibited dance that just, you just move to the music. I do really enjoy this song, and I do think it's definitely a red wine for me. There are also some great remixes of this song that you should definitely give a listen to, but they have different vibes to it than this version. More cocktail hour, maybe bar comes to mind, whereas this is a bit more of a earthly, I keep saying earthly, bit more grounded version, original version of this song. And I love the vocals of Chris Isaak in this. It's very soft, slightly lulling, but into like a sense of security. It's just very allowing you to just be whilst you listen to it. And it does, I think it does the same way that Red Wine kind of just brings you a little bit out of your shell, just a little bit after that first or second glass. There's kind of, this song also kind of does that for me, just brings me out a bit more. So I do love Wicked Game, which was the Red Wine. So that was our medley of 2020. The songs that Iz and I just loved and listened to on repeat almost. And it was a takeout pizza, a dish that sums up life during lockdown, and a red wine. We have a collection in the living room of all these bottles of red wine. Not red wine. We also have a couple whites, but not that many whites. Just mostly red wines. We started dripping candle wax onto it, that very classic uni student trying to make the house look very cool and nice, essentially. So we've, like, a couple of them have wax dripped over them, but then we just didn't get around to the others, so now we have about, like, 20 or 30 wine bottles just there in a collection. I think it's just, that's just being a student at this point. So we hope you enjoyed this podcast and listen to other songs from the artists. Like, all of them have some great music and albums that you should definitely be explored. We've obviously, because it's a medley, we've just taken one song, which is, you know, just one song from the artist to explore. So go listen to more of the music. If you enjoy the songs that we just played, explore more. And even if you didn't enjoy, it's a lot of art, of these artists have great versatility in their music, and you can definitely just go and see and try some of the other songs, see if you enjoy that. But, you know, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't, of course. But I hope you enjoyed. Well, we hope you enjoyed. And if you have any dishes or albums you want us to look at in 2021, this year, please let us know. Anyway, a little delayed, but Happy New Year. And this is If Music Be the Food.